You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This week, this month, we are excited for the fruit of the month, our new topic, which is a vision for the next generation. Building the next generation. Each generation is to intentionally pass on faith to the next generation.
Come on. And that's our mandate. Mm-hmm. That's what I was searching for, that word, Pastor Diana. That is our mandate. That is the mandate of the church, to pass on our faith to the next generation, not to borrow it, put it in a bottle, right? And get in the closed door and not thinking about the next group of people that is coming behind us. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dig into that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and God, he's a generational God. There's references over and over in the Bible from generation to generation to generation. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. We serve a generational God, and there's so many things, the begets in the Bible that we don't like to read because we don't know how to pronounce a lot of them, but it tells this generation produced this generation, which produced this generation, and there were this many generations from this mark in time to this particular mark in time. So the Bible really puts an emphasis on generations, going one generation building the next generation. And then it talks about, gives us examples of when, because of breakdowns in generations where things turned over to evil. And then it shows how somebody with the right spirit, a spirit of faith, then is able to rebuild the generations and the heritage of the Lord.
Now, listen, a church that fails to disciple the next generation, this is what we risk. Mm-hmm. We risk losing its spiritual legacy. Mm-hmm. So there's a spiritual legacy that we must leave behind. Mm-hmm. But the only way we can leave it behind is through discipleship. Mm-hmm. So we have to disciple the next generation. That's our mandate. Mm-hmm. That's our call. So we always should be looking at the next generation that is coming. And embrace them, disciple them, teach them, so that when we are quiet, they take over.
Mm-hmm. And the heritage is the faith.
Yes.
So it's by faith. So sometimes, these people aren't interested, or their life is different than my life, but it's by faith. You release the word, the impartation, by faith, believing that the same God who delivered you, the same God who turned your life around, the same God who transformed your mind, is able to do the same for other people. So it's not our responsibility to go by what it looks like or what our opinion or logical reasoning says, because once you deposit that word, then the Holy Spirit continually brings it into remembrance. You know, it may look like the person shrugs it off when you say it, but there goes the Holy Spirit bringing that word into their mind and them hearing you say those words in their head when they're long depart from you or at another time in life, it comes back because the Holy Spirit, that's his job, to bring the word into remembrance. Well, we can't bring something into remembrance that we never heard. So don't be discouraged because it may seem like somebody's not receptive. You could drop a word of faith and go on about your business and then trust the Holy Spirit to do the rest.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're not talking about teaching them tradition.
Yes.
We're talking about teaching them truth.
Yes.
And it also very necessary that you teach your children why they believe, not do you believe because I told you so.
Right.
It's the why do they believe, and they have to know, read the Bible and learn truth. So not tradition, and that's how they can grow up to be disciples.
So faith was never meant to stop with us. Faith that we have in God was never meant to stop with us. Because if it did, when we die, it died with us.
Mm-hmm. And thank God it never stopped before us.
It never stopped before us. Yes. Watch this, guys. It is a sacred trust to be shared. And the word there, we got to remember, it's a sacred trust that God put in us. To what? Not to be kept, but to be shared. One generation tell the next generation of God's mighty acts. And I think that's what this generation is looking for. They are looking for us to tell them and show them God's mighty acts.
Right.
See, and I think we disappoint them when we can't. When we can't demonstrate. We can't demonstrate the power of God, the mighty acts of God, his faithfulness, his love. When we disappoint them. They're looking for it. Who is this God that we are talking about?
Right.
In today, Monday, teaching that, we're going to talk about Nicodemus and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go into John chapter 3. And let's look. One generation passed on to the next generation, right? Faith is a sacred trust.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't stop with us, but it should pass on to the next generation. How? By demonstrating the mighty acts of God.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about John chapter 3 and verse 1 with Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus.
Yeah. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
Okay, so we can stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did something that moved who? Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. Jesus demonstrated the mighty act of God. I think, Emily and Dan, this is what this generation is looking for. Mm-hmm. They're not looking for church as entertainment.
Right. Yeah. It was in public.
Yeah.
Because they saw these things.
Yeah.
He said, Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know.
No.
Well, who's we? We is a group. We know we is plural. Well,
right.
We is not one person. Though he was one person going to speak with Jesus, other conversations had took place.
He was representing a group.
Yeah. So Jesus did things publicly that people were talking about.
Yes.
So he was drawing in by the signs and the wonders that were following the preaching of the word.
Good. He says, no one else. No other rabbi that I know of or we know of can do the things or demonstrate the things that you have demonstrated. So faith should be what? Demonstrated.
Yeah, in view.
In view.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't like Jesus was just teaching behind closed doors and nothing was happening outside the closed doors. It was in view. People were able to see. There was evidence of their faith. So then that, because they saw the evidence, the trail led them back to Jesus.
Right. So the vision that we should have of the next generation church is one that demonstrates the power of God demonstrated the goodness, the faithfulness, the love of God. Not talk about the love of God, but to do what? Demonstrate it. Demonstrate it. Because Jesus demonstrated that to Nicodemus. That's why Nicodemus says, at a powerful statement, he says, there's something about you that is different from all the other rabbis. They all teach, but no result. You have result. So we can teach the word of God today without what? Result. And that's what turned off this generation. Because they're not seeing what the evidence of what we teach it.
When Jesus was praised there for the results, he turned the attention back to God.
Yes.
You know, sometimes when people praise for different results and such we become in pride, thinking, oh, I'm the big cheese. I caused this to happen. But Jesus, he immediately turns their attention back to God, Nicodemus' attention back to God. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So he takes this influence that he has to turn Nicodemus's attention to the need for salvation.
Come on.
He doesn't boast. He's not boasting in the works that were done, but he uses his influence. He uses the power that was seen upon him to turn the attention back for salvation.
Yes. So the number one principle of the next generation church should be salvation. The number one teaching of the next generation church is the teaching of salvation. Except a man be what?
Born again. He cannot see.
He cannot see anything.
So it's not being religious. It's being regenerated.
Come on.
You know, that's what it is. And I'm sure the other rabbis probably had a lot of religion. And that's why Nicodemus and his group that noticed Jesus, they said, there's something different about this man. He's not religious. He's doing something.
Yes.
He's doing stuff here. And they noticed it.
That we want.
And that's what we have to do. We have to let the next generation notice what we're doing. And not religion, not tradition, just the way we live our lives.
Yes. They see the demonstration of the power of God, the God that we call on. They see his power, his mighty act. And we're going to teach all week because the vision of the next generation church should demonstrate the mighty acts of God. It should be evident, not talk about, but in power and in demonstration.
And he explained, Jesus met them where they were at.
Yeah.
He made the word be applicable to the situation. So when Nicodemus was bringing his questions, Jesus was bringing a response from the word of God. And this is the same passage of scripture where we have the famous verse of John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.